Don't let someone else, because guess what? You have someone at work that's excited all the time, and they have a tragedy in their life. They're not excited anymore. Then you're like, oh, now what do I do? You're riding on their coattails. But if you get your joy and your strength and your happiness and your peace from God, no man can take it. That's like there's a difference between the peace of God and peace with God. So folks, I want the peace of God. You can't have the peace of God till you make peace with God. When you get saved, and then you can have the peace of God. So we had the first one was a proud look. The second one, a lying tongue. Third, hands that shed innocent blood. Fourth, a heart that deviseth wicked imaginations. Five, feet that shed, that be swift in running to mischief. Six, a false witness that speaketh lies. I think in this day and age, many folks can't defend the scripture because they don't know the scripture. I hate to say it, but it's true. The Bible says in the Old Testament, God said, my people are destroyed by their lack of knowledge. By their lack of knowledge. What's the last one? We'll close up with this in the next 5 minutes. Give me attention for 5 minutes, we'll be done. The seventh one, I think, is so, so true. They all are. But he that soweth discord among the brethren. You want to kill a church quick? Sow discord among the brethren. Backbite. Well, I don't think that she should be doing that, or I don't think he should be doing that, or why are they doing that, or how come they're singing, or don't go backbiting. Don't go behind people's back. Don't go cutting somebody down. Because before you know it, then they talk to somebody. Before you know it, it's all over the church. And you're sowing discord. The Bible says God, this is on God's hate list. Sowing discord among the brethren. If anybody ought to be able to unite together, it ought to be God's people. We should be able to show the world, hey, we're united, we're together, we're God's army, and we're going to stay that way. Don't be part of that if someone wants to sow discord. Very, very powerful verses for that are Ephesians 4, 29 through 32. Talks about let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor, all these things put away from you. And that you forgive others, even as Christ hath forgiven you. So if Christ can forgive us, we should be able to forgive anybody else. Bitterness. Bitterness will run you in the grave. It'll kill you. Bitterness, I've seen it, is like a can. I've counseled with people, they'll stay up for weeks at a time because of bitterness. It'll kill you. It's a slow cancer. It will kill you. Don't let bitterness stay in your heart. I want to close with this. preacher puts the Bible up there. That means he's coming in for a landing. Unless he picks it up like that again, then you're in trouble. It's one of those touchdowns. All seriousness, let me close with this.
7 years old, I remember, in North Plymouth, a Sunday night service, growing up church all my life, hearing about heaven, hearing about being saved.
That night, I remember going down the aisle saying, I want to know for sure if I died, I'd go to heaven. I remember walking down that aisle and coming right over to this side down front and asking Jesus Christ to save me and take me to heaven someday. In John chapter 3, remember Jesus talking to Nicodemus. Jesus said, Nicodemus, you must be born again. He said, now that I'm old, how can I enter into my mother's womb? Jesus said to Nicodemus, I'm not talking about a physical birth. Talking about a spiritual birth. By the way, this applies to everybody in this room, everybody in this world. So Jesus says, you need to be born physically, but you also need to be born spiritually. The old saying goes, if you're born once, you die twice. You die physically, you die spiritually. If you're born physically and you're born spiritually, you die once. That's physically, but not spiritually, because you go to heaven. The term born again has been thrown around so bad, it's ridiculous. I'll say it anywhere. Dr. Carl Hatch, you ever watch him go on YouTube and listen to his life story? Is amazing. He used to come preach at our church. You're crazy. He's passed away now. He's like 78. Absolutely out of his mind. He was one of three Elvis Presley's chaplains. Witnessed Elvis. He said Elvis was saved. He got saved in a Baptist church when he was younger and then just kind of went his way. And we went down the Cape. We used to pass out tracts everywhere. Down the Cape, and we go in this little store. The owner's in there. He goes up, 78 years old. He's got a cane. He said, see this guy here? I'm just standing there, you know, proud as can be. This guy here, he got born again last night. Ask him how it happened. I'm like, oh, talk about putting you on the spot. I'm like, oh, okay. But he was crazy. He was crazy. But born again has just gotten a crazy name. So when I went down the aisle, I realized what? I realized I was a sinner. I realized Christ paid the, I was a sinner. There was a penalty for my sin. Third thing, Jesus Christ died on the cross and paid my sin debt. Praise God, that I could not pay. And the fourth thing was, it was a personal thing. Nobody in that room could go to heaven for me. It was I had to make the decision myself. And that's the same case in the room today. Maybe every person in this room, if you die right now, you know for sure you go to heaven. I've done baby funerals. I've done 10-year-old funerals. I've done teenage funerals. I've done adult funerals. It's one of the most hardest things you could ever do in your life. I can't even explain it. The emotion that you go through of seeing that, it's like, why? We never know when our time is up. But if you die today, are you 100% sure you go from here to there? I prayed a simple prayer. In a second, we're going to pray. But I prayed a prayer. I said, dear God, I know I'm a sinner because I knew I was wrong. Please forgive me for my sin and come into my heart and save me. I now trust in you and you alone to take me to heaven. Now, the prayer didn't save me. Jesus did. I was acknowledging to Christ. I couldn't do it myself. He did it for me. That's why he died on the cross publicly. He died for... You talk about someone... You say, nobody loves me. That's not true. God does. He loved you so much that he died and paid your sin debt in full. All you have to do is receive it. So I hope you pray that prayer today, whether here this morning or when you go home, you pray that prayer and ask Jesus to save you and take you to heaven. It'll be a whole new life for you. It'll change your life. You won't be as kooky as me, but I mean, you'll be saved and going to heaven. Amen? Old Dr. Hatch said, if you can't get excited about your salvation, get excited about mine. Amen? Let's pray. Heavenly Father,